The New York Giants had their first training camp practice of the 2026 season today, the first training camp practice of the John Harbaugh era. And today, I'm going to go ahead and recap that training camp practice, give you guys all of the main takeaways. Now, just a disclaimer here, this is from the reporters. The Giants haven't put out their official practice report yet, but the reporters were on site. The media was there. Guys like Dan Duggan of The Athletic, Art Stapleton of North Jersey, Jordan Renan of ESPN. So I'm going to be kind of summarizing everything that they reported while on site today and giving you guys all of my takeaways and all of the reporters' takeaways as well. There were only a few videos that were released from today's practice, but not much because the Giants are actually implementing new protocol at these practices this summer. They are not allowing live tweeting during practice. All of the reporters have to type things in their notes and then put off a flurry of tweets after practice concludes. They're also not allowing live videos to be taken and posted during practice, not even from fans at the public practices, which begin tomorrow. So new approach to practice and practice secrecy from the New York Giants in this John Harbaugh era. We'll see what comes of it. Hopefully they're a better football team as a result. I won't care if they're winning games, but I do wish that clips were being posted like usual. But nevertheless, guys, let's go ahead and dive right in and discuss some of the top takeaways from today's practice. This is Fireside Giants presented by Prize Picks. I'm Anthony Rivardo. Let's dive right in. Now, he's back. Malik Nabers practiced today. Yes, that's right. First practice of the summer, and Malik Nabers was out there doing a lot more than I expected him to do at his first practice of the summer. Of course, he's been recovering from the torn ACL meniscus that he suffered in week four of last season. He had a cleanup procedure to remove some scar tissue during the offseason. There was a lot of concern and a lot of speculation that that could delay his timeline to recovery, that could result in him being put on the PUP list or missing the first month of the season. Well, he wasn't placed on the PUP list to start camp. He passed his physical, and he was out there for the first practice of the summer for the New York Giants. He ran routes. He can cut now. He can sprint. He's almost back to full strength. Now, not quite there yet. Excuse me, and I'm sorry that I used my hands. I should have sneezed into my elbow, but I panicked, and I'm home alone, so who cares? But anyway, excuse me, and sorry. He was cutting. He was running routes. He was running almost full speed, and while he's not at 100% yet, he's definitely made some tremendous progress, and he's getting close to being in football shape. So huge news for the New York Giants. So happy to see Malik Nabers back on the practice field and sharing the practice field with number three, Odell Beckham Jr. Yes, him and OBJ were running routes together, doing drills together side by side, and what a glorious sight it was to see. There was a picture posted by Art Stapleton of NorthJersey.com with Odell and Malik Nabers standing next to each other, and it almost brought tears to my eyes. I was so excited to see not only Malik Nabers back on the Giants practice field, but Odell Beckham Jr. after years and years of waiting, finally back on the New York Giants practice field. So some cool stuff there. Now, both of those players, like I said, with Malik Nabers, he was moving good. He looks like he's getting back to health. He moved solidly, ran good routes and all that stuff. But Odell Beckham Jr. as well looked really solid, according to the videos that I personally saw and evaluated myself, but also according to the reporters in attendance. They said that OBJ was moving well. He was getting open in some of the drills that they were doing, and he had a solid practice. And sticking to the wide receivers, another player who I saw had a big day was Braxton Berrios. According to Jordan Renan of ESPN, he caught a handful of passes. I believe he had five receptions during the team drills, including one deep bomb for a touchdown hauled in, delivered by Jameis Winston. So keep an eye on Berrios. Really keep an eye on this receiver room all throughout this summer because it's going to be a battle. Of course, Malik Nabers is a lock to make the roster. Of course, I think that, you know, guys like Darnell Mooney and Calvin Austin are locks to make the roster, and Darius Slayton as well. But hey, this is training camp, and none of those guys have big-time money tied to them other than Darius Slayton, and let the best man win. The best guys who perform the absolute best of the summer, those will be the guys the Giants carry onto their roster. So Braxton Berrios continues to kill it, practice in and practice out. He'll make the roster. Everybody's getting a fair shake at this thing. So it's going to be a battle. So far, we're seeing some production out of Nabers. We're seeing production out of Odell. We're seeing production out of Braxton Berrios as well. And we're going to continue to monitor this wide receiver battle over the coming days, weeks, and months, or month, really, before we get closer to the regular season. So that's pretty much everything with the receiver battle. I will give you these final tidbits of information from Dan Duggan of The Athletic that he posted on Twitter. Quote, Malik Nabers looked good while participating in the first 20 minutes or so of practice. He did wide receiver drills and caught passes while running routes on air. He watched a portion before heading into the facility midway through practice. The way Nabers moved was obviously encouraging, but Harbaugh and Shane were careful not to place any timeline on his return. A lot of talk about taking it one day at a time and seeing how he responds. Brian Burns said he's been cautioning Nabers not to rush his comeback. End quotes there. So all good news, all good reporting. I saw Joe Shane say that he's very encouraged by where Malik Nabers is at, but he's not going to put a timeline on it, as Dan Duggan alluded to there. So while the Giants seem to be encouraged and optimistic that Nabers will be out there for week one, they don't want to make any promises or guarantees, and they shouldn't. You never know with these things, with these injuries, how long it's going to take for his body to get fully acclimated. But he's definitely far ahead of where reporters seem to indicate he was a couple of months ago. And I do feel a lot more optimistic and positive that Nabers will be out there for week one of the New York Giants regular season. But we'll see. We know how these things can be. But very exciting stuff. Don't want to see the Giants rush him, but do want to see him out there if he's healthy and able. So let's move over to special teams and discuss another one of the big takeaways and another one of the situations to monitor for the entirety of the summer. And that's going to be the kicker battle. Yes, the Giants released Jason Sanders earlier this offseason, the veteran former All-Pro kicker that they signed to be the veteran of the room. They cut him, so they left themselves with two inexperienced kickers battling it out this summer. And that's Ben Sauls, who was on the Giants roster last year, kicked in a handful of games, had a perfect 8-for-8 field goal connect rate, but never kicked a field goal deeper than 45 yards. He's on the roster as the incumbent. And then the competitor is the rookie undrafted free agent out of Michigan, Dominic Zavada. Now, during minicamp in the spring, Dominic Zavada kind of took Ben Sauls to town. The rookie was spectacular. He was knocking in field goals from 50-plus yards. He even knocked one in from 60 yards. He didn't miss a single field goal all throughout minicamp, which, of course, was a 2-3-day session. Ben Sauls, on the other hand, made about 40% of his kicks, missed a whole bunch, didn't handle the wind well. Well, today it was kind of even and probably scales tipped a little bit closer to Ben Sauls for today's practice. So here's what Dan Duggan of The Athletic wrote. He said that Ben Sauls went 4 of 5 in the special teams period. He missed from 43 yards. His longest field goal made was 51 yards. Dominic Zavada went 3 of 5 in the special teams period. He missed from 33 yards, 42 yards, and his long also was 51. They ended practice with an 11-on-11 two-minute drive in a tie game. Sauls made a 47-yard game winner for the first-team offense. Zavada made a 34-yard game winner for the second-team offense. They gave Sauls the chance at a 61-yarder for the third-team offense. It had the distance, but it missed wide right. But still, I do like the fact that they were giving Sauls an opportunity to connect from deep. I would have loved to hear that he did hit the 61-yarder, but he did not. I'm curious to know whether Dominic Zavada would have connected on that or not. But hey, maybe we will find out in tomorrow's practice as they'll be back at it on the field publicly with the fans in attendance tomorrow as well. So that'll be fun to continue to monitor this kicker battle between a guy who has a handful of NFL starts and a guy who is an undrafted rookie. So a lot of inexperience that the Giants are rolling with. I did see reporters recently mention that there would be a chance that, you know, we could see them add another kicker, like a veteran, ahead of the regular season. There would be an opportunity for the Giants to look at that market. And I think John Harbaugh himself even said that's something that they will continue to monitor as they go throughout the summer. But I'm very excited about this kicker battle, and hopefully the Giants do have their kicker of the future on the roster right now. That would be great. And I'm really hoping that it's Dominic Zavada. But again, there's going to be a little bit more battling going on. So to recap the first half of this practice report and takeaways episode, Nabers looked really good. He's getting close to healthy. Odell Beckham Jr. looked good. His first training camp practice back with the New York Giants. And Braxton Berrios was a big standout today. And then the kicker battle is still even, I would say, through one day. Now, I want to give a quick shout out to the sponsor of today's episode, which is Prize Picks. And then we're going to dive back into it. We're going to discuss the great performance from Jackson Dart in today's practice and a few of the other takeaways that we find from Giants training camp practice number one. So if you guys haven't heard about Prize Picks yet, it's America's number one sports picks app. It's super easy to use. It's a daily fantasy sports platform. No complicated lines to worry about. You pick more or less than a few of your favorite player stats, and you lock in your lineup. Very straightforward. It's available in most states, including California, Texas, and Florida. So widely available. I'm playing it down here in Florida. And you can follow me while I play down here in Florida at Anthony Rivardo on Prize Picks. Yes, it operates like a social media platform. You can follow your friends. You can tail my picks and lineups that I make before I even post them here on the channel. Now, I'm not going to make any picks or lineups right now just because I've made enough of these NFL season picks for a while, but I will show you guys a few of the picks that I like instead of actually building a lineup. And one of them is going to be Abdul Carter, more than 5.25 season sacks. I feel like in what world does he not clear that? Same with Brian Burns at 10.75. I feel like Burns is definitely going for 11. I feel like Carter's definitely going for at least six sacks, but hey, I've been overly optimistic about these things before and I've gotten burned, but I do really like both of those lines. I think they're very favorable. And so is the Arvell Reese line at 3.25 season sacks. So just going to give you guys a tip on that. I like the lines on all three of these Giants pass rushers that they have up here. They don't have Kayvon Thibodeau out there, but they do have those three Giants pass rushers. So definitely check that out and throw one of those guys into one of your lineups. You do have to pick a player from more than one team in order to build a lineup. So you'd have to pick like one Giants player or two, three Giants players, but then also one Texans player or something otherwise. But definitely build a lineup, send it over to me, follow me and all that fun stuff. And if you want to get in on the action, download the app using code HMA in the link in the description. Play your first $5 and get $150 in lineups if you win. Prize Picks, code HMA, download the app now. Good luck, enjoy the games. Remember to play responsibly. So diving back into it, let's talk about Jackson Dart. Now, I'm going to read this word for word from Dan Duggan of The Athletic. He wrote, not including spikes, Jackson Dart was 10 for 11 in 11 on 11 periods today. His lone incompletion was his last pass, which Theo Johnson dropped in a two-minute drill. The curl route would have been a first down on 3rd-and-3. Instead, the Giants had to kick a 47-yard field goal, which Ben Sauls made, end quote. So really, Jackson Dart was 11 for 11 in accuracy and catchable passes. Don't want to hear about Theo Johnson dropping the ball. Not a good start to training camp when you're dropping a pass on a third down that would have kept the sticks moving in a two-minute drill. So not exactly what you want to hear from Theo Johnson, but it is exactly what you want to hear from Jackson Dart. Already taking command of the offense in 11 on 11 periods. It's a new system. It's a new scheme, but he's going perfectly, moving the football down the field. That's exactly what we want to see. Good early positive signs for Jackson Dart as he goes through his first training camp practice under John Harbaugh and with Matt Nagy as his new offensive coordinator. So we'll continue to monitor Jackson Dart, of course, all summer long, and I'll continue to update you guys on how he performs. But very excited to see that he had a solid first day of practice in this new Matt Nagy offense, and curious to see where that evolves and what this offense looks like when we do get some glimpses at these practices. And also, of course, when we get into training camp, I can't wait to see how different this offense looks, right? Like Dart's been mentioning that this is going to be a much more under center offense. We know from watching the Kansas City Chiefs over the years that they use a lot of pre-snap motion, a lot of play action, and a lot of West Coast passing concepts. I'm excited to see all of that and see how Jackson Dart blends with those new concepts and schemes that this offense is going to be deploying. So exciting stuff. And like I said, just can't wait to actually get some views of it. The Giants also posted a video of Arvell Reese doing some drills and he just looks like a monster. Can't wait to see him get started. Can't wait for the pads to come on. Those are the main takeaways. Cam Scataboo as well. Joe Shane gave an injury update on Cam Scataboo. He said that Scataboo is good to go. No restrictions. He's fully healthy. He's ready to rumble for training camp. I would hope so, since he was doing backflips on uneven surfaces just two weekends ago. If he was doing that and he wasn't fully cleared for practice, I think we'd all be up in arms, but he's fully cleared for practice. So no reason to be too pissed at Cam Scataboo today. Just happy to see that he is healthy and ready to get back onto the football field. Anything else? Jackson Dart said this about Malik Nabers, quote, there's an aura that he has on the field that is exhilarating, makes me happy just to see him out there, end quote. He also mentioned it's a leak every time he's on the field. Everybody knows where he's at, just kind of speaking to the matchup advantage that Malik Nabers creates for the offense. And then he also said this about Odell Beckham Jr. I'm definitely excited about O. He's about the teammates, the guys around him. I've loved having him here so far. He's a great guy, a great leader, end quote. And that's really echoing the sentiments of everything else that we've heard about Odell, is that his leadership has been great. And then, you know, everything about him being here and this mentorship capacity seems to be holding true. Plus the fact that he actually looks good on the football field, which of course is paramount to everything else. Brian Burns said to the media that he's been telling Malik Nabers to take his time, and he's been urging him not to rush his way back, but he's happy to see him back out there. And he also said this great quote when asked if he likes the Giants group this season. Yeah, damn right. Who wouldn't? End quote. So awesome from Brian Burns. And he also said that it's a peaceful view out there in West Virginia, but a lot of chaos on the field. And I think that will lead me to John Harbaugh. As John Harbaugh opened the first meeting in Giants training camp with Take Me Home Country Roads playing, which is super corny, but very funny, very on brand for John Harbaugh, the old guy that he is, second oldest head coach in the NFL, but trying to get the practice vibes right. He said that Jackson Dart had a good first day of camp. He said Malik Nabers had a good first practice, and they're going to see how his body responds tomorrow and then go from there. So there's a chance Malik Nabers doesn't practice tomorrow, but they're going to keep monitoring him. And he said this about the Giants' first training camp practice, quote, "We were on point. There was a determination. Everybody was in good spirits. More than that, they were focused," end quote, which is exactly what we want to hear. We want to see a focused, on point, sharp, disciplined New York Giants team this season. That's exactly what we're hoping that, of course, John Harbaugh brings to this team. And so far, so good. Seems like he is. So really, those are the main takeaways. You're not going to get a ton of takeaways from the defense in a practice like this where the pads aren't on, but maybe we'll get some better takeaways on the defense tomorrow. I know I didn't really mention them. I really just spoke about the receivers and Jackson Dart. Sound like they had a pretty good day moving the football on the offensive side of the ball, but at the same time, those two-minute drills, they didn't end in touchdowns. They ended in field goals. Granted, the team got into field goal range, but also they didn't get into the red zone, so that's good. But the Giants defense was in a bend don't break in those 2 minute drills. So I guess that they technically failed those 2 minute drills, but still they didn't let up touchdowns, which I guess is a good sign. But I didn't see any reporting on the secondary, any performances from Colton Hood or Deontay Banks or anything like that. Again, it's tough to get those kind of reports until the pads come on. But the pads are coming on soon. I'm excited for that. But in the meantime, we're just going to have to keep watching the New York Giants training camp practices from afar here at home, as most of us are, since they're practicing in West Virginia. But like I said, tomorrow the fans will be on site for training camp practice. They'll definitely be sending out some videos, even if they're not allowed to, and we will get plenty more takeaways tomorrow, plus a practice report will be posted by the New York Giants, I'm sure, later on this evening. But I'm really excited, guys. Training camp is back. The New York Giants are back, and I can't wait to continue to break down every single practice for you guys right here on Fireside Giants. So leave a like if you enjoyed, subscribe if you're new. Follow us on social media at Fireside Giants and at Anthony_Rivardo on Instagram and Twitter. Also follow Alex at Alex Wilson ESM. But I'll catch you on the next one. Have a good one, and let's go New York Giants.